This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist. Today, I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder, and also the thrivers of said disorder and these traits and things like that that come along with it. Today's episode is going to be about why narcissistic people are always on the defensive. Why are always so guarded? Narcissists are so guarded. They're so paranoid. They're this, they're that. We are this, we are that, whatever. You know, first of all, I see some people in my comment section try to point out, like, Lee, why do you always say they instead of we? You're a narcissist too. Because if I say we too much, people get lost in the sauce. They don't understand. If you click on the middle of a video, you don't understand what the hell I'm talking about. So I say they, the narcissist in your life. We narcissists. Like, it's interchangeable, y'all. It depends on the situation, what I'm talking about. Yes, I'm still a narcissist. I'm not trying to get away from it. Like, Lee, you're still a narcissist. Don't run away from the narcissism, Lee. You're still a narcissist. We know. Duh. I feel like so many people are trying to have aha and gotcha moments in my comment section. Y'all be weird as hell. I'm telling you, I'm a narcissist, y'all. Dude, narcissist. Like, duh. But one of the reasons that narcissistic people are always on the defense, or the main reason, is because to avoid shame, y'all. You know, I say shame. I know I had surgery on one of my teeth today, y'all, so I can't really talk clearly. So shame, S-H-A-M-E. Narcissists are trying to avoid that shame. I call it the shame monster. Narcissists are trying to consistently and constantly avoid the shame monster. It's a monster. It's literally a monster that narcissists are scared of. It's like the boogeyman. We are trying to avoid it. Shame and accountability, rejection, all of that stuff brings shame. The stuff that you see narcissistic people try to avoid consistently, shame is at the root cause, at the bottom of a lot of that stuff. What if my toxic person doesn't like to talk to me? They don't want to admit to anything that they've done wrong because I don't want the shame that comes along with admitting that mess. You know what I mean? Who wants that shame? You know what I mean? Nobody wants to do the shame. Nobody wants to deal with it. So narcissistic people are so guarded because we're trying to get away from the shame. You're trying to run away from the shame. I'm always on the defense. I'm always so paranoid because I'm trying to wonder what today is going to bring me shame. What new revelation today is going to bring me some type of some level of shame, some type of shame that comes along with it? You know what I mean? So if you're dealing with a narcissist or toxic person, they're always on the defensive because they want to avoid feeling that damn shame. That's why narcissistic people, they listen like we narcissistic people listen. We listen and react instead of listening to respond. Most narcissistic people are listening to react to you because we're on the defensive because we're trying to guard against the shame, the pain of shame, accountability, all that other stuff. That's why a lot of narcissists, they don't let you finish talking. They interrupt you. A lot of toxic people, they don't want to hear your whole statement or your whole sentence. They would rather jump down your damn throat before you get a chance to finish. You see what I'm saying? Like, you don't get a chance to finish. If they allowed you to finish, they could probably have a different answer, but they jump down your throat 7 words into your statement and try to, you don't get a chance to finish. And at the end of the day, you be like, they'll say something, this what you, this. And you're like, that's exactly what I was trying to say if you don't let me finish. No, you weren't trying to say that. And then they'll accuse you of not trying to let, they'll accuse you of not saying, not intending on saying what you were going to say. That's why, like, on the defensive. So the playing too much defense leads to more defense later on. You know what I mean? We don't want to be wrong. Narcissistic people, we don't want to be wrong because guess what? Guess what being wrong brings, y'all? Shame. If you prove me wrong, shame. If you are doing better in life than me, shame. If you look better than me, shame. If more people think.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help.
For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're funnier than me. Shame. Like, yeah, it's literally shame. We're on the defenses. We're always paranoid and things like that. And we're always trying to bring you down to our level. Because shame. Yo, it's as simple as that. Why is it so defensive? Like, why? I just try to hold them accountable for whatever they don't want to hear it. Because holding them accountable brings shame. It just does. I try to tell this to so many people. Like, it's shameful. It is. The shame behind what we have going on sucks. And I tell that to people all the time. Like, if you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, understand that shame comes along with it. They're trying to defend themselves against shame, and they will hurt your feelings or hurt your body or hurt your mentality or your mental state or hurt your emotional health. Told y'all I had mouth surgery. My words are getting slurred today. They will hurt all of that to guard themselves against being feeling shame. They will. They'll get angry at you. They'll rage out at you. They'll scream at you. They'll be on the defensive so much that they'll rage out at you for little small things. You know what I mean? They'll be mad at you for graduating college. They'll be mad at you for getting the promotion at work because you make more money than them now. Shame. Shameful. You see how that is right there? And guess what? When they rage out at you, when they scream and yell at you, when they do all this stuff to you, guess what happens? It brings about more. When they calm down, it brings about more shame. And then guess what happens? They get mad at you because they feel like you put them in that state, and they get angry at you again. More shame. It's a shame. It's a damn shame cycle. It's like, you know, it's like a washer and dryer. It's like you gotta rinse the shame out of the system. You know what I mean? But Lee, how do we communicate then without making them feel ashamed? You damn near can't, y'all. So many people, what y'all trying to do is try to find a way to communicate with narcissistic people that are not trying to communicate with you. You're trying to change up how you talk to them, how you act around them. You're trying to change up so much of your life for this person. Why? Because I love them, Lee. Love. You don't understand love, Lee. We are in love. Love, 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 and love. We get it. Love. You're in love. But sometimes love shouldn't hurt y'all. Love shouldn't require one person to change their entire being consistently to make the other person, quote unquote, happy. So is that love or is that servitude? Love should not hurt y'all. But look, you don't understand love because you're a narcissist. I know goddamn well love shouldn't hurt. I know that much. I understand that much. But look, believe the love, you have to go through pain to grow. Yeah, certain type of pain can help you grow. Like doing 100 bicep curls. Push your arm, make sure your arms hurt, and your arms will eventually grow if you do that every single day. Getting beat up by your spouse or emotionally abused by your spouse or physically abused by your spouse consistently every single day will not make you grow into a better person. You know what I mean? Working out on your arms is one thing, and letting them work out their mental health issues onto you. So yeah, there's a difference between pain. It should not hurt. You don't have to hurt. You don't always have to hurt to grow. Do I say sometimes people like, if you are dealing with narcissistic people, toxic people, understand that they're trying to avoid the shame. And there's no way that you can make them get off of the defensive, because narcissists, it's very, very rare that a narcissist finds someone that they can trust to tell them all their deep, dark secrets to. Because it's very rare for them to find somebody like that. That's why it's very rare for them to go to therapy, for us to go to therapy and sit under the therapist chair and trust a therapist with our issues. Because guess what? Telling our issues out loud, a lot of times, guess what it brings? You said it. Shame. It brings shame. So be shame. No, avoid the shame. Stay empowered. Be safe, y'all. I'm going to cut this episode short today, y'all, because like I said, my mouth is hurting. I'll be back tomorrow with longer videos and things like that. I put this ice pack on my mouth. So thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Please like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.